from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Mark, when do you report to training camp?
Oh, man, it's Wednesday already. We're here. Wednesday, the team reports, I believe, by 3 or 4 o'clock. Then we go through the run test, which has been getting weaker and weaker every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I still can't do it. But
I mean, I can't either.
Then we'll go practice on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Off on Monday, and you put the pads on next Tuesday. It's been that long until next Tuesday. You look, what is that, like August 1st or 2nd? You got about 7-8 practices with pads on before you start playing preseason games?
Before the games, yeah.
I mean, how can you determine anything?
Nothing.
With linemen, defensive linemen, any type of live activity? It's just so difficult. You wonder why some teams struggle early on. You practice from April until, you know, the end of the season, and you basically get 7 to 10 pads in practices in pads.
See, you know what? This brings up a great point, and Doug Whaley brought this up last week. He says he thinks that the NFL, he's heard that the NFL is going to switch the kind of timeline of the offseason and make OTAs right before training camp and just roll into the season. So that would make more sense.
Yeah, like, players hate that, though. I was asking them.
Really?
One of them liked it.
They wouldn't want a longer offseason?
They don't want to. They want to have that break of the 5-6 weeks in, rather than doing just straight, you know, 6-7 straight months. I ask a bunch of people that.
Really?
Not one of them was, they're like, where is this coming from? None of us want this.
Man, I would definitely want that. Because I mean, you think about it right now. You just fold this in. You have 8 practices. Well, you have what? So you said Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Before then,
Monday.
Off day. Then he goes like, yeah, I swear he goes Tuesday through next Sunday. He has like 6 straight, I think, padded practice.
6 straight padded practice. 5, you have no pads. So you kind of roll that in and then say that you have 6 or 7 before that, like a week before, right after 4th of July, like, and then you could have all the way off. So say you don't make the Super Bowl, you're off in mid-January until July. Yeah. I would like that.
Yeah, you know these guys, though. They'll be working out somewhere. I mean, this at least gives, in my opinion, you know, the coaching staff, the support people, even a lot of the players, that time just to unwind, even if it's for 2 weeks, the 3 weeks to get. I mean, they can't stop working out.
Right.
I mean, you'll lose a lot in 6 weeks if you go from working out every single day to, okay, let me show up to training camp with my TV and my toaster and let's go. You're going to have some issues there. So they're all going to be working out. But, I mean, just from the Steelers that I talked to, none of them
liked it. They didn't like that.
They didn't want that.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know if I'd like it either. I mean, back in the day, this was even before my time. I'm even talking to a guy like Craig Wolfley. They used to have to report a little bit after the 4th of July.
Right, right.
But they had nothing from the, you know, probably the season ended in mid-December at that point to, you know, July.
They didn't have OTAs.
No, so they had another job.
But they would go and they would get like, you know, after they would go run and work out, and at the end around 4th of July, and then they would head in putting pads on. That's kind of how it would be, like, again.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's tough. I mean, everything's been installed in OTAs and mini camp. But, I mean, football's still the physical game, man. You got to go out there. I mean, that's why when I look at people say, well, what are you worried about, the wide receiver, the cornerback? I don't worry about the offensive line.
Right.
Because you got potential. Well, you have very well likely three different guys in at least three different positions. Two would be rookies. They'd be flipping Broderick Jones over. And you saw the last 2 years how long that takes to get those guys meshing together. It took half a season 2 years ago. It took half the season last year. I mean, what would be any different this year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that's a league-wide issue, but not when you're switching over this much. So that's the biggest issue to me, is how quickly can this offensive line, or you can determine who should be there. I mean, is Fatanu and Dan Moore legit? You're like, oh, that's crazy. Fatanu should be there. But if he has three or four Hohem practices leading up there, all of a sudden time's running out.
Well, also, he's going against not just ones either. Like, he'll go against twos, he'll go against threes. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get the appropriate competition that he could possibly be going against. And sometimes he'll be working with the ones and Dan will work with the twos. But the consistency, like you're saying, is just so up and down. Like, how are you going to figure that out? Like, real quick, Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I feel like the injuries in the NFL are such at a high level now because there are less practices. Like, back in the, like, how many injuries, like, think about, like, 2010, like, even my rookie year, we had two-a-days. I don't remember there being so many significant injuries because we were practicing more. Our bodies needed that. Now, it's easy for me to say that now because I don't have to go to camp anymore. I get that. But I feel like the less practices and the less preseason games, the more injuries, because you need to be in that prime football shape, and it does take almost a month to get you in that shape.
Yeah, and then they rely a lot on the technology that they have now. I mean, even with this new staff they brought in, the training staff and the different things, they got so many things to determine whether or not, you know, you're healthy or not. I'm sure Mike Tomlin said they moved practices from 2 o'clock to 10:30 because of some kind of lunch and dinner and giving a guy whatever. It probably has something to do with the rest and recovery and what the new training staff thinks right now. But I mean, the stuff that they wear and the stuff that they can determine whether or not you're susceptible for hamstring injuries should supersede that. So, I mean, it's different this year where they're doing a lot of different things and getting up with the times a little bit more. Maybe that prevents that, but you do have to get out there and just practice. I mean, two-a-days, man, I don't know.
No, it was rough.
It was unbelievably rough. Now, I mean, in theory, they do two-a-days, but one's a walkthrough.
Oh, so, that's nothing. I mean, they're in slides.
You get out there and you just feel, you look at them and they look like they're miserable just standing out on the field, but it's nothing compared to what it was,
I mean,
10 years ago.
The mindset that you have to have with two-a-days, and in Houston, I mean, the heat index was like 110. The mindset you had to have whenever you would practice at 10 a.m. and it'd be a 2.5 hour practice, and then you would go back out at like 4 or 5. But whenever you put your cleats on, they were still wet and squishy from the practice before, and having to just go and practice. Like, it's just a whole different mindset that, yeah. I think the players nowadays, they wouldn't like rolling right into training camp with an OTA 2 week period before.
Yeah, and the tough thing about that is, too, is if you're having a lot of guys just trying to fight to make a roster, you better be on your A game every single play. You can't just be, you know, for lack of better comparisons, TJ Watt, and say, okay, we're taking today off because, you know, I'm TJ Watt and I need a day off, and Tomlin says I'm 30 years old. No, you're fighting for a roster spot, so you're out there 10:30 in the morning, you're out there 3:30 in the morning, and you just pass out as soon as you go through meetings and all that stuff. So that was rough. It was rough for me, and I just had to watch.
How do you think it's going to go when they go to 18 games? Do you like that or not?
Well, they're going to go to 18 games. If they can cut out some of this preseason.
But that's even worse for some of the guys trying to make teams.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, they have to come to some sort of a compromise or some kind of smart plan. I mean,
we'll see more integrated scrimmages?
I hope not, because I don't think you get much out of that. The two I've been a part of were just worthless.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
fights.
Fights. And it's ended early and just chaos. I mean, maybe it'll be different this year because it's at Acrisure and it's, you know, maybe a little bit better to that fact, but I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how they would do that. I know the Joe Burrow theory is just garbage. hey, let's take a 2 weeks off in a row and let's have the Pro Bowl during. No. I mean, what are you talking about? Get out of here. But I think you do. I mean, maybe just take a week off or something. You know, everybody gets off type of situation, but the league's never going to do that. You're not going to have an October 12th week, week 12, and just say, okay, we're done playing this week.
Yeah, no.
No way.
No, they're gonna, they need to generate revenue.
Yes.
Like every team being off? That,
yes.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
So never.
They have to find a way. I mean, it's going to go to 18 games. What I would like to see is, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of people would like to see this, is more money, more guaranteed money to the lower end roster guys. I mean, there's not much security with, you know, player number 70 on the roster. You get a couple grand and you might get a signing bonus, and if they don't like you, you're gone and now you're broke.
Right. You're done.
I mean, I would like to see maybe that money go towards them rather than, you know, the quarterback's now getting paid $60 million a year.
Yeah, but, that's a good, that's a good call.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.